the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
As temperatures rise in the Ozarks, thoughts may turn toward grilling and having backyard get-togethers. But before you throw a steak on the grill, you might want to consider some other options that are healthier and more budget-friendly. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Heather Phillips is Health Programs Coordinator for the Southwest Missouri Area Health Education Center. She joins me today.
Anytime that you're cooking, anytime you can make anything from scratch, so at home, instead of maybe buying, which I know it's usually the easier option, buying like those big batch of like potato salad or egg salad, that type of thing, if you can, you know, boil your own eggs, boil your own potatoes, make those from scratch, you're going to be able to control the amount of sodium in there, and that's always going to make it a healthier option. Another way is not always going for the red meat at cookouts, you know, sometimes doing grilled chicken instead or adding some veggies to maybe doing some kebabs with peppers or any other types of veggies you can add in there will make it a healthier meal also. For those chicken sliders, obviously anytime you buy in bulk, you're going to save a little bit of money. So you can get the big bags of frozen chicken breast. That's usually a money-saving option. You always want to thaw things either in the refrigerator or if you're going to use it right away, you can thaw it by running cool water over it. You never want to leave chicken, especially sitting out all day when you're planning on cooking it. That increases your risk of foodborne illness. Chicken's a very lean meat, so it's a very healthy option. So it's really easy. You would just grill it out like you would anything else. Grill it on the grill. You know, you can put a little bit of olive oil on there, put some seasonings on there. You can always marinate it first. That will make it a little tastier as well. And then really what you do is you take two forks and just shred it afterwards, and then you'll just put it right on your bun. We like to use like the whole wheat thin buns just because you get some fiber and some extra nutrients in there that you wouldn't on like a white bun.
Heather suggests a fruit salsa for a healthy appetizer or dessert.
So what we actually do is we get your whole grain tortillas. We'll just bake them for a few minutes in the oven, and we put cinnamon sugar on there. And then with our fruit salsa, we'll just chop just about any kind of fruit. We usually use like strawberries, some green apple, a little bit of kiwi, but just about any kind of fruit you chop real finely. I usually dunk mine in orange juice, or you can use like the fruit fresh to keep things from browning up.
Heather also offers some other suggestions of substitutions that can be made year-round to improve the nutritional value of your food.
With cooking, a lot of times they will say, you know, to brown things or saute things in oil. A lot of times you can substitute that even with water or cooking spray, which will have much fewer calories involved there. So that's one thing you can make things a little bit healthier. Sometimes you have to be careful with your sauces. Like a lot of times barbecue sauces has a lot of sugar, a lot of sodium. So sometimes you can even get mixes that are, you know, salt-free and make your own at home. Especially if you have high blood pressure, that type of thing where you have to really be watching out for your salt and sodium, that might be a healthier option. I use whole wheat flour for just about anything that you can use regular flour. What I usually do is I'll put half and half. So if it calls for all-purpose flour, for instance, I a lot of times will make homemade pizza. It calls for 3 cups of flour. So I'll use 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, and then I'll use 1.5 cups of whole wheat flour. And the whole wheat flour just adds a lot of fiber, and it has a little bit of natural occurring fat and vitamins and minerals. When you see the enriched bleached flour, they can add back the vitamins and minerals to the flour, but they can't add back the fiber or the fat that naturally occurs in it. So that's why I like to go with your whole grain, because you'll have a little bit more fiber, a little bit more nutrients in there than you would with your bleached white flour. Applesauce can be used in place of pretty much any fat that is called for in a recipe. So if they call for butter or oil or Crisco, you can use applesauce in place of any of those. One warning I will give with applesauce is if you're going for like maybe a brownie, like a fudgy type consistency, you might want to use half the oil, half applesauce, because it'll turn out a little more cake-like. If you're making a cake, then it's perfectly fine to use it cup for cup. Canola oil, I consider a good oil for both cooking and baking. Your olive oil is going to have the best fatty acid profile, so it's going to be the most healthy oil that you can eat. But some people think it has a little bit of an odd taste, and in baking sometimes it tastes a little funky. So canola oil is about the next best that you can do where it doesn't have a taste that you can really tell. And it has a lot of those monounsaturated fatty acids, which are considered the most healthy, and then it has several polyunsaturated fatty acid.
Heather Phillips is the Health Programs Coordinator for the Southwest Missouri Area Health Education Center, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.